Hello. My name is Jonay González Hernández. I am a postdoc at the Instituto de Astrofísica de Canarias, and I am pleased to present lithium and beryllium abundances in star with exoplanets. And this work has been carried out by Elisa Delgado Mera, who is a PhD student at the same institute, and in collaboration with some people from the Canaries and some people from Portugal. This started 2 years ago, even earlier, but we measure lithium abundances in a star with and without exoplanets. And we found that a star with exoplanets show more lithium depletion than a star without exoplanets. And there is no correlation with metallicity or stellar activity or rotational velocity or other things. But there were some other groups that were claiming that this was an age effect. And then we did we investigate this point, and then as I saw there is neither any correlation in with age. So I think the conclusion of this is that lithium extra depletion in a star with planets may be caused by the influence of planet formation on the angular momentum evolution of the stars and the convective envelopes. Then we try to investigate this effect but in another light element like beryllium, but this was expected to happen at lower temperatures than the solar temperature. And here I show you beryllium abundances versus effective temperature of the stars. And we were interested in investigating stars at 5200 Kelvin. And we are aware of the difficulties of measuring beryllium abundances in this kind of objects in so cool stars. And we decided to choose a different approach. And this was to just compare directly stellar spectra of stars with similar parameters, but with and without planets. And this is what we did. And then here we have a direct comparison. And by just subtracting one spectra from the other one, we see that there are some cases in which planet hosts show also beryllium depletion. And the difference is just the line of the star without planets. But we extended the sample and we realized that this effect is not so evident, and therefore there are some stars that show the same line strength. So the conclusion may be that for most cool main sequence stars seem to share the same beryllium depletion and regardless of the presence of the planets. But still, the sample at this temperature is still small. We need more observational data. So, thank you.